Nina, how about telling me a little bit about yourself and your work?
I'm an Alberta Innovates Health Solutions postdoctoral fellow working at the Cummins School of Medicine at the University of Calgary. And I have been investigating the effects of a nutritional supplement and how this affects body weight gain in obesity.
Now, this nutritional supplement, would that be oligofructose?
Yes, it's oligofructose, which is a prebiotic fiber, which means that it's a fiber that is ingested, but it's not digested by the body. It's actually fermented and broken down by the bacteria that live in our intestines. So it travels all the way undigested to the large intestine, where the bacteria that reside there break down the prebiotic fiber, and the fiber supports and encourages the growth of the bacteria that convey a health benefit to the host.
Now, is this something that the body produces on its own, or we have to take it as a supplement?
Yes, it is something that we would have to take as a supplement. So oligofructose is found in small amounts in things that we eat, such as bananas and onions. The study that I worked on, we actually supplemented the foods that the animals received in order to have an accurate measure, an accurate dosage, if you like, of the fiber.
Now, why would you be investigating this? What sort of benefit might it have for human beings?
So my colleague, Dr. Raylene Reimer, who also worked on this study, has shown in some human studies that the prebiotic fiber helps to, in obese humans, actually reduce body weight, body fat, and reduce food intake, and improve glucose regulation in the body. So going on that basis that this fiber is well tolerated and it has health benefits in humans, we wanted to investigate further how exactly that is producing those benefits. And so we were looking in this study in rats that are genetically predisposed to develop obesity or to not develop obesity, so that we could get a better understanding of what kind of person the fiber might be beneficial for.
What did you find out?
So we fed the animals a high-fat, high-sugar diet, and half of the animals actually become obese and half of them don't. And we supplemented their food with the fiber and found the fiber actually reduced food intake and reduced body weight, namely adipose tissue, so fatty tissue, in the animals, regardless of their predisposition to obesity. So it was actually beneficial in a health way to both obese and non-obese animals.
What have you done with the results so far?
So we're actually hoping to continue the study to understand the detailed mechanisms. Actually, how does the prebiotic fiber induce these changes? Once the bacteria have been changed in the gut by the fiber, exactly how does this convey those health benefits by reducing body weight?
And you have published already, haven't you? Where was that published?
So we published that in the Obesity Journal.
You did mention that the oligofructose is found in small amounts in onions and bananas. So does that mean if we eat onions and bananas, we're okay? Or is that kind of taking it too far?
Basically, what we're hinting at with this study and what Dr. Reimer showed in a human study is that the prebiotic fiber can actually help not with huge amounts of weight loss. The data suggests that it can help prevent creeping, accumulating body weight that happens to humans over their lifetime, that creeping 1 to 2 pounds that we put on every single year. And yes, the amount of oligofructose that is found in bananas and onions probably isn't enough to make that difference. However, you can buy oligofructose as a supplement from health food stores and probably in grocery stores as well. And so we're hinting at the fact that, you know, maybe this safe dietary supplement in humans could be used to prevent slow creeping weight gain.
So you have said that you're going to do a further study. Could you explain that a little bit more, go into a bit more depth of what your next steps are?
Yeah. So in the current study, we saw that the animals that received the dietary supplement, the prebiotic fiber, actually had altered levels of gut hormones, so hormones that are released from the intestines, and changes in the levels of hormones that are involved in the regulation of appetite and satiety, so the feeling of fullness when we're eating. And so we are going to investigate this further and explore the role of the specific bacteria, because obviously there are trillions of bacteria in the gut. We investigated which groups of bacteria were changed by the prebiotic. And so we looked at large groups, and now it would be of interest to look within those groups at possibly specific species of bacteria and really try and pinpoint exactly which ones are the ones that are conveying the health benefits, the ones that are helping to reduce body weight and to change the hormone levels.
Well, we've certainly heard a lot in recent times about things like prebiotics and also the importance of, your microbiota. Is that what it's called?
That's right, yes.
So what do you see on the horizon for those sorts of things?
The microbiota, when it's in nice, healthy balance, actually is very important for the human that is hosting it. It defends against pathogens in the gut and it can influence immunity. It's involved in the development and the maintenance of the walls of the intestine, and it helps to ferment foods that our body cannot digest, such as the prebiotic fibers. The bacteria actually synthesize some vitamins that are required. So trying to maintain the healthy status of the microbiota through the use of something like a prebiotic fiber would actually convey health benefits to us that go above and beyond just body weight. And the area of studying microbiota is becoming much, much larger as we understand just how much the microbiota can influence in our bodies. So disrupted microbiota levels are seen in inflammatory diseases such as ulcerative colitis, inflammatory bowel diseases, but also in disorders such as autism and anxiety disorders, we also see disrupted microbiota. And there are some hints that maybe altering the microbiota can be beneficial in anxiety disorders. And so this whole area is quite new at the moment. It's just in the last decade or so that these things have been coming through. And so, the microbiota is important for many more functions than just body weight.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about your future studies on this, because certainly most people are really concerned about their weight and how to keep it down.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Nina.
Thank you.